Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous football Thursday, and I guess, you know, yeah, for some it's a tremendous baseball Thursday, Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Our friend Pro Sports Better, Joey Knish of The Hammer and Hit the Books, will join us in 20 minutes. His best college football bets for the weekend. Rob Pozzola next hour on the show, NFL bets. PJ Glasser next hour on the show, his football bets for the weekend. We will wrap up the show with our best bets for tonight in the world of sports. At some point this hour, we will talk Survivor, even though we're dead. There's no But for now,
how you feeling? It's a week. It's been a week since we got our fateful night with the Rams and the Niners. How you feeling 7 days later?
Well, I told you, I'm actually a little disappointed that you guys didn't want to. I'd like to re-enter a Survivor contest now.
I mean, okay, if you want to do it, I mean, I think it's fun. I just, like, last week was, I felt like it was a body blow.
Yeah, it was.
And
but it didn't knock you out? Are you still on the mat? Like, you can't pull yourself up off the mat?
We can pull ourselves up. But
No. There's no we here. Like, I'm off the mat. I'm ready for more pain. Are you ready for more punishment? I am.
So do we have to buy in now? Like, have you looked into this, or is this like something that you just saw? I was like, hey, I'll look into it later, well, if the guys want to do it.
No, I'll give a shout out to her because she's a friend of mine, and she goes on with Joe and Sam. Like, Kelly Stewart, Kelly in Vegas, has like a survivor pool that she's been like a second chance survivor. I don't know the detail. I know nothing about it other than that. I've seen her like talk about it. And I know that there are survivor pools, like second chance survivor. I'm not even saying like that's the best one. I like her a lot personally. But yeah, like I would like to join like a second chance. I love Survivor. I don't want this to be the end until next year.
Okay, well, let's do this. You find out the details, I'll ride with you.
Okay.
For a second
Tyler,
chance
survivor. Are you in?
Let me think about it.
Okay, you're out. Great. So it'll be me and Femi.
Well, we need an odd number though. That's the thing. Is that like it's tough, and it's like you need like a tiebreaker for like a vote if we're gonna be like hung up on team. Tyler says
right,
he's
Tyler's
in.
Not. Tyler says he's in. Okay, so it'll be me, Femi, and Tyler. I will look into this, but we will still at some point this hour we will discuss and we'll talk about like what you should do if you're still alive in your Survivor League, and like honestly, like God bless you for avoiding the landmines last week known as the Los Angeles Rams and the Arizona Cardinals. You know, I don't want this to happen because I have some Mariner stuff. You know, misery loves company.
Oh, no. No. Don't even say it. I'm already dreading what tomorrow is going to be. And like I've been joking in the chat about like, hey, like all like that psycho Scooble, the Mariners are going to rough him up and all that. Like, how can you not be terrified if you're a Mariners fan? You already beat him in game two. And now you have to do it in an elimination game.
Well, would you feel
blowing yesterday?
That's interesting. And like, I'm not interested in like the betting, and you can give a betting opinion also, more like your fan opinion. Would you feel more or less confident that they would win if Scooble had dominated them and won the game in game two, or if it went the way it did and they won and Polanco hit the couple homers and they beat him?
I mean, this is where like we get into like the idiotic gambler's fallacy stuff of like do factor. Like, I'd have felt better had he dominated game two, honestly. Like had he dominated game two and it's like, okay, like everyone's going to be talking about how it's a virtual certainty that he's going to do it again in game five. That kind of setup would have made me feel better versus, oh, like they already beat him and now they have to go ahead and do it again. Like having to do it twice in a week, that to me, and I know they have good history. Like there's been other games in the regular season where they've actually been able to have some success against Scooble, but man, in a do or die situation, and like he's cut from a different cloth. Like he embraces being on the road and like the fans being against him. I'm not feeling great. That's how I play.
I don't blame you. But listen, at least your team's alive. My team's dead until spring training. So we'll do more baseball later in the show. We do have a piece of breaking news in the NBA, courtesy of ESPN Shams Charania. LeBron James, and great, here's your stupid Hennessy ad, buddy. Like the second decision, idiot. He's out. This is per Shams, just tweeted this. LeBron James will be sidelined for at least 3 to 4 weeks due to sciatica on his right side, which is like a back condition, right? Like, yep. This is how you, like, he old.
Mm-hmm.
You got sciatica, and you're like a professional athlete has sciatica. Of course, the first digit in his age is a 4. Like, that's insane, actually. Like, everyone's so, like, up in arms over all the Achilles popping. Like, how about this? Like, one of the best players in the NBA has sciatica. Like, my grandfather had sciatica. Like that's insane.
Young people get it. You've never experienced sciatica before? You get that pinched nerve? I've experienced sciatica.
I have a pinched nerve in my neck, but I don't have sciatica.
Gotcha. Yeah. It's not fun, you know? You kind of just have to ride.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah,
I had to get like 3 epidurals for a pinched nerve. It's finally calmed down as years have gone. I remember when I lived in Fort Lauderdale, I worked at CBS, like driving to work and like both of my hands like vibrating almost.
Oh,
the sensation from. Yeah, it was brutal. So like I'm not saying it's fun. I'm not saying he's faking it, but just like it's insane that he has sciatica.
It's pretty wild.
So and, I mean, he's out.
You're 23.
He's out 3 to 4 weeks. He's going to miss the start of the season. So season starts in a little less than 2 weeks. So he'll miss the first 2 weeks of the season, basically. And this is at least 3 to 4 weeks. Maybe it'll be longer than that. So here's the Lakers' schedule to start the season. So the Lakers' first game of the regular season. Oh, it's opening night. It's the 21st. They host the Golden State Warriors.
It's a good one.
No LeBron. Then on the 24th, they welcome in the team that tortured them and destroyed them in the first rounds of the playoffs, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Then the Kings on the 26th, Blazers on the 27th. Okay, like they could beat those teams. Then the Wolves again on the 29th. The Grizzlies on the 31st. They get the Spurs on November 5th. Like this is not, like, it's not the most difficult schedule, but it's also not the easiest schedule. And it might not be LeBron's team anymore. Like it might be Luka Doncic's team, right? But I mean, LeBron's the second best player on the team, like with a bullet. It has the ability to be the best player on the team on any given night. Their win total is 47.5. I don't know. That kind of gives me a little bit of pause on thinking the Lakers could win 50 games this year. If he's going to miss like the first 3 weeks of the year, he's super important to what they're trying to do.
Do you think in a weird way, though, and this might sound like galaxy brain, but like hang with me.
I already know it is. Yeah, I can't, like, almost can't wait to hear what it is.
Well, because, I mean, the way that LeBron and Luka play is pretty similar, being like guys who are at their best with the ball in their hands. Does this kind of streamline things for the Lakers and actually make them like, at least in the interim, a little bit better? In the macro, they're not better without LeBron James. I would never try to make that case. But in the interim, for like a 2 to 3 week stretch, does this kind of like sort of launch them into what they want to be, which is the Luka Doncic Lakers going forward here? Like,
do you think so?
I kind of think it does. I really do. Like Luka Doncic, he took some of those Mavericks teams that did not, they were not like the Monstars from a talent perspective, but with the right guys around him, they were at least successful. And now he's got his big guy in DeAndre Ayton, which was the missing piece last year for the Lakers. Like, they tried to make the trade for Mark Williams.
He stinks. Now, look.
He's a hell of a lot better than what they had last year.
Yes. He's 500 million times better. Who was there? Who was the jabroni center that they were playing?
Wasn't it Jackson Hayes that they had out there playing? Yeah.
Yes. I was thinking like Jackson Hawes was the name in my head, like the Bills' third tight end. But yes, my mind's on the NFL. Jackson Hayes, yes.
Yeah, like he's a lot better than what they had. Like now, of course, like it's DeAndre Ayton. Like in the playoffs, that's a whole different story. But in the regular season, to be like that kind of like pick and roll guy, and maybe he can help out on defense as well. They picked up Marcus Smart.
That he can't do. The first part, I agree with you on. The defense, I would say no.
But the first part, definitely. He can be the rim runner. You know, catch some lobs from Luka.
Absolutely agreed.
They picked up Marcus Smart, which like if he's got anything left in the tank, and he's been dealing with injuries the last few years. Obviously, not the guy that we saw win DPOY in Boston, but he's a lot better than what they had at the perimeter last year from a defense standpoint. And Reeves is still there.
We're scraping the barrel, man.
I mean, but you got one of the three best guys in the league in Luka.
Oh, agreed. Like, yeah, no, I agree. Like, I don't love the supporting cast. Is all I'm saying. But you make a good point that Luka is so good he can elevate people around him.
Jake LaRavia. Yeah, no, I don't know if that's going to work out.
Jake LaRavia is okay, right?
Yeah, that's really the bottom of the barrel there. But no, I think in the interim, the Lakers will be fine.
So you think the Lakers will be okay in the first without LeBron?
I think their issues actually come up when LeBron like comes back and then starts doing the passive aggressive stuff. That's where the issues come up. And I'm saying this as someone who loves LeBron James, like one of my favorite athletes ever. But like, I think we kind of know how this is going, right? Like with this like whole like trans like succession plan to Luka Doncic, he's no longer the guy. This has been brewing since the summertime. Like, yeah, that's where I think the issues come up around January, which is usually what happens when LeBron gets a little bit passive aggressive.
I galaxy brain stuff all the time. Be honest. Do you think that you galaxy brain that? Like you were basically like, let me tell you why it's good that LeBron's out.
See, no,
like you
I don't
did,
think
like,
I...
Like, you can be right, but you did do that.
Partial, I'll say this. It's galaxy brain adjacent. I don't think it's full galaxy brain. Because I said in the macro, they're worse off without LeBron. But in the interim, starting off, I think they can make it work.
I think if you tried to say this in a court of law, it would get, like, thrown out.
No, it's not.
I don't think the judge would permit you to say that.
Luka's in shape now, man. You see, he's at that Euro basket.
I'm not saying Luka's, so what you're saying is that they're not okay. I want to make sure I get this right. So they're not better without LeBron, but they are better without LeBron.
In this stretch, they are better without LeBron. Okay. But once we talk about the totality, the macro, start factoring in postseason. That's when they're going to need LeBron. But for a 2 to 3 week stretch, I think they're fine, man.
This is how they want to play anyway. Is there, I don't know the answer to this question. Is there any way, like the win total is not, could it move like down like a half win off of this? It won't be like a full, but could it move at all?
If we get more reporting, let's say next week, Shams comes back and says,
it's at least 3 to 4 weeks. Yeah. He's 40.
So we're probably talking about like, 4 to 6 as opposed to 3 to 4 realistically?
I mean, look, like it could be 3 to 4. So I don't want to like totally dismiss it and say it's definitely going to be more than that. But I think it's probably safe. I think it's probably more in the 4 to 6 range is my guess based on.
Yeah. In the NBA, it's usually a little bit longer than you think. Like this is not like the NFL where they say 3 to 4 weeks and the guy is back in 2.5 weeks, like with the Toradol. Like, I think this is like,
did we mention he's 40? Like, did we mention that?
Yeah. Like this is what it is. He's an older player.
Is he 41 or is he 40?
I think he might be exactly 40.
No, I think he's born in 84, right? And I'm born in 83 and I'm 42. I think he's 41.
At the end of the year, he turns 41 in December.
What year was he born?
84.
Oh, yeah. My math's not great.
Good.
His birthday is New Year's Eve.
The day before, the 30th.
So, I mean, how many things can Nick Kostos be wrong about in like a 15 second span?
Where did you go to high school?
Oh, well, obviously, Farragut Academy, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, his teammates with Kevin Garnett. Yeah. Right.
I hope people, if you're a big enough sports fan, then you really appreciated the last, like, 10 seconds of the show. If you're not, yes. Then I'm sorry. That went over your head. Yeah, Tyler knows what a pull. Like, yeah, you know why? Because I'm... Because, listen, I suck at everything.
Why do we know this stuff? Like, Farragut Academy.
Because we're huge sports fans.
Just, like, useless stuff. But, yeah. It's fun though, yeah. From Farragut Academy, it's like, yeah.
I love it. Like, how do we know that? Because we're gigantic sports fans.
We're junkies, I guess.
Man. Of course. We're junkies. I guess you know we have things planned, but
we do.
Then LeBron got hurt.
I mean, sometimes you can't plan things, you know, just literally and figuratively. Want to squeeze some Survivor in?
Here.
I mean, we have like 60 seconds left, so probably not.
What do you like? Like if you could pick, you could have a Survivor team this week, who would it be?
So if we were still in it, like I was going to make an impassioned plea for Denver. I don't think it would have had too many arguments on that one going against the New York Jets. I think if you want to play it safe, the Rams are an option. If you want to roll the dice, just looking at the betting markets, I like the Chargers quite a bit. Like I just... I like laying the four. That is a bet that I'm going to have on Sunday. But I just think
you're missing it here. The Steelers is the play.
No, I'm good.
Dylan Gabriel on the. This is not like who's going to cover the spread. It's who's going to win.
Yeah, the best unit on the field is the Browns defense, and I feel pretty confident saying that. Yeah, Steelers are big time frauds.
I think I would have died on the hill for the Steelers this week. We'll bring Tyler in to talk about this at the end of the hour. But on the other side, we'll get some college football bets for the weekend from our friend, Joey Knish, from The Hammer and Hit the Books.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Underwood underneath, caught McCulley again with a burst. They're running. McCulley to the end zone. Touchdown, Wolverine.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Gus Johnson on the call. Michigan wins this weekend against USC, and I think the Wolverines are going to the playoff. Tried to tell everybody like a month ago that that was going to be the case. It would come down to this game. And if Michigan beats USC, the Wolverines will go win into the finale against Ohio State, where they'll probably lose. That's okay. Two-loss Michigan team, I think, gets into the college football playoff. Tried to tell you all, now got to take care of business against SC, but I anticipate that happening this weekend. Joining us right now to discuss and to give us bets for the rest of the scintillating Saturday in college football is our buddy, Pro Sports Better, a co-host of Hit the Books, which is a great show on YouTube about college football betting, and you can find it in podcast form as well, with our buddy Brad Powers, the one, the only, Joey Knish, on Twitter at Joey Knish 22. Knish, welcome back to the show. What's going on, my friend?
gentlemen. Tremendous football Thursday, back for another week. Let's keep it rolling. We got to wrap it up. What time's the Yankees game start tonight? I want to get off before. Oh no. Oh gosh. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I didn't check the schedule. Let's keep it to football. Good to be back.
Do you, in all seriousness, do you think the Tigers are going to win tomorrow? Like, do you have a bet on that game or a betting thought on Tigers Mariners? Scooble, a road favorite in Seattle.
Honestly, you know what? You know, I've never been the biggest baseball guy, but Scrubel, you know what? Is there a pitcher in the game right now you would want on the mound rather than him? Now, can the Tigers offense scrap out, you know, two hits and a run to actually, you know, hopefully get a 1-0 victory? We'll see. But, yeah, give me the Tigers tomorrow and go into the championship series. Well, we'll get, you know, blasted out of the country by Toronto. But, hey, I like the Tigers tomorrow to take it on Friday.
Now, you know, Tarik Skubal, probably going to win another Cy Young. A really impressive array and assortment of pitches. How would you rank, Knish, Tarik Skubal's screwball?
I mean, you know what?
Okay, well, just, you know what? For Knish. What about USC as a 2.5-point favorite against Michigan this weekend in college football? I'd like a 3. I don't think we're going to need it. I think Michigan wins on the field. What say you?
Yeah, now we're back in the wheelhouse where the conversation's back on track. Because I'm with you, baby. We've been talking, you've been listening to this segment on this show, to Nikki K and Joey K. We've been touting the Big Blue all the way. I know you got some nice playoff numbers, and I'm with you. I heard you in the intro. If Michigan wins this game, you're almost, you know what, you're basically free-rolling the Ohio State game to get in the playoff. And, you know, listen, is it a tough spot for Michigan? Yes. Going out to the West Coast, USC off a little bit of a break. But I got to tell you, this USC team, the more data we see on them, the more games they play, the worse this defense looks, the softer this defense looks. They came across the country to Illinois, and they couldn't get a stop. And this is a much better rushing offense that they're going to face. I think the best front, both defensive and offensive, they've faced all year. And don't get me wrong, I know Femi's going to come on here and probably interrupt and, you know, talk about how Jordan Maiava is the greatest quarterback he's ever seen. But this is a very different test that this Michigan defense. Again, I don't love, it's a tough spot for Michigan, but I think they've got a number of advantages here, and getting them as a road dog, if you can get the 3, we'll see where this number goes. I love it. Either way, very live in this game. Give me Big Blue to get it, keep it rolling.
I'll hand the baton over to Femi in a second to talk about Jaden Maiava, USC's quarterback. But Knish, first, what is your favorite college football bet of the weekend, side or total?
You know what? Give me, and you know, I know we talked a little about this earlier. Give me Texas Tech at home to absolutely bury the Jayhawks of Kansas. I was on, and listen, you got to be objective in this game. I was on some Kansas last weekend. Took a miracle for them to cover at UCF. UCF quarterbacks get hurt. Cam Fancher, the backup, comes in, has two drives inside the red zone to score to win, blows them both. A Kansas team also, number of injuries going on, starting tight ends out, starting running backs out, a couple guys in the secondary. And this Texas Tech team, I don't know if the market, I don't know if college football has caught up yet to how good, how elite this team is. I think they're significantly better than any other team in the Big 12 defensive front. I think Kansas is walking in. They've been playing with fire for a few weeks here. And again, the offense has been okay with Jalen Daniels. Defensively, they've been struggling. I don't think the offensive line holds up in this game, and I think they're in for a burial. And Lubbock is going to be loud, and this team, this Texas Tech team, is real deal. They're going to the playoff, and I think this team can make some noise, and I think they really put it on Kansas this weekend. Laid the 13.5, laid the 14. I just think Texas Tech runs them out.
Yeah, the best team in the Big 12 that money can buy, the Texas Tech Red Raiders here. Knish, I know you're all excited about your Michigan Wolverines. I just, be careful. Jaden Maiava, most efficient quarterback in the country, unranked favorite. Just be careful, Knish, with that Michigan SC game. But how about in the 3:30 window Saturday afternoon, Indiana, Oregon, top 10 showdown at Autzen Stadium. This opened 10 on Sunday. We're now down to a touchdown, 7-110 with the Ducks at home. How do you see that game playing outside in total?
You know what? I absolutely agree with the move. think this is also, I know this is, you know, your wheelhouse, what I'll call a Heisman elimination game. Loser leaves town match, little WWE, like who goes out? Either Mendoza or Dante Moore, I think, is out. Whoever loses this game is out, and whoever wins, we'll call it, is, you know, in that last man standing of, you know, that's 3 to 5 guys that have a shot to close down here down the stretch. Gun to my head, I'd still lean Indiana with the points, but man, you know, I think a lot of the value has been sucked out of this number now, going from 10 to 7. I do think they can compete. It's a game, though, where Indiana, what we've seen in the past is they'll, you know, middle tier teams, lower tier teams, Indiana absolutely buries them. When they step up in class, though, that's where, you know what, they've kind of, you get a little bit of a gut check when you're going against the five-star talents and that. I do think Oregon's overall body of work, a little questionable in that. So this one, I'll call it a lean Indiana on the points if I had to remember. To me, the real intrigue is whoever comes out of this, you know, out of this a winner, probably is your Heisman favorite kind of coming into, you know, Sunday morning there, or at least, you know, your odds on favorite this morning. And then in that top three of, if they can run the table, that might be your Heisman winner.
Yeah. It'd be a hell of a matchup there between Fernando Mendoza and Dante Moore. In that same window, Kanish, we got Red River, Oklahoma and Texas. OU have been dominant, undefeated so far this year. Texas licking their wounds after what happened to Florida down in the swamp. Do you think John Mateer plays on Saturday, and who do you like with Texas right now? A 1-point favorite despite the loss last week against the Gators.
You know what? I absolutely think he's going. I think he's going to give it a go. I think, you know, some of the chirp, you know, Kanishi moles, you know, ducking their head out of the sound before you got to hammer it down is, you know, that what? He's got going to get shot up, going to give it a go. I think just the type of kid he is, he's going to, you know, be wanting to play, getting in there. This is one where, you know what, through all the years, again, look ahead's not the end all be all, but this was 6.5, you know, 7.5, 6.5, 3.5, now down to pick. Gun to my head, I think this one's just going to be an ugly one. I went under on this. I think anything in the low 40s is fine. I think this is going to be the absolute, usually we're in this Red River shootout back and forth. I think you got two defenses here that are absolutely elite, two of the better defenses in the entire country, and a Texas offense that with Arch Manning has been brutal. And John Mateer, God love him, but coming off the layoff a little bit, you know, not going to be probably 100%. The Oklahoma offensive line, questionable on the year. Can't really run the ball. Just one that I think is going to be your brutal head-to-head defensive slapper knocker, and one of those that you see somebody, you know, 17-13, that type of winner. So I think all the value in Oklahoma has now been sucked out, and this number's probably where it should be. Under for me is the play on this, baby.
You better you bet on a Thursday. Our guest, Joey Kanish of The Hammer, his college football betting show along with Brad Powers, Hit the Books. You can find it on both YouTube and wherever you find your podcasts. Kanish, Bama and Missouri in the SEC, fascinating game. And Bama starting to get bet, and it looks like maybe we'll go to 3.5. 3-15 is the number right now. Noon kickoff on Saturday, 51.5 the total. Any thoughts on Bama and Mizzou?
You know, this is, I would say, a little bit similar to the Michigan-USC game. The spot, if you're going that, kind of says Missouri. Bama off a little bit of a tough stretch. Missouri off the break here, getting Bama. The team, though, and the matchups say Bama. I like the way they're playing on offense. I think the defense is playing much better. And to me, this Missouri team, a little bit of a fraudulent leader. I know they've had a decent start. I know old Bo knows that QB has been, you know, put up some nice stat lines. I just think they're a little bit of a pretender. And Ty Simpson and the offense at Bama, it's really kind of found its niche now. And I think if you're me, especially if you were getting a 3, as you said, bet back to 3.5. To me, 3 was the buy point on Bama. If you can still get a 3 out there, that's the only way I could play it. But just think Bama, bit of a, you know, superior team here to Missouri. Number a little bit bet down because of the spot. It'd be Bama, lay it or nothing for me.
All right, so Kanish likes Bama, lay it or don't play it on the road at Mizzou. In a situation with SEC team as a 3-point road favorite. We have another one here, Kanish, and to be fair, the number at MGM right now is 3.5, but is juiced way towards Auburn here, and that's Georgia at Auburn. So Georgia 3.5 minus 05, Auburn plus 3.5 minus 15, 46.5 the total there. Georgia, like, not fully healthy coming into this game. Any thoughts or bets? Georgia at Auburn.
Yeah, this is one of the ones, like, of the dogs that are out there, you know, this is probably the one I'm the most interested in these, you know, in the premium matchups. And it would be, I just think this Auburn defense has shown out in pretty much every challenge they've been on so far this year. And it's a Georgia defense that's just not your classic, like, Georgia, like, even the, you know, the Kirby, the national championship years, the years where they were making the run. I think what we've seen enough from this Georgia defense that it's just not elite. They should have lost to Tennessee, and it's a Georgia team that I don't think is what we'll call in that elite tier. You know what? And I seem to be kind of laying this number here. Give me Auburn. Give me the points. I hate trusting Hugh Freeze in a big spot to get an offense, but I think the defense is real deal, and they get enough out of that offense to keep this close. Give me Auburn. Give me the points. I like it at 3 in the hook. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, baby.
And you make it legendary at BetMGM. Kanish, last college football question. Any other bet that you like for this weekend in college football? You give us, this could be Heisman, this could be make the playoff, could be an individual game. Anything else that you like this weekend in college football?
You know what? I'm actually, so did this last week to saw it with a big Notre Dame number. Notre Dame got steamed out, came in, took some Boise State at the end. Wasn't the, you know, the sexiest cover we've ever had getting to Boise. It was kind of an ugly. I'm going to go again. I just think these, no, and again, I like Notre Dame. I like this team. I think they can actually run the table, get to the playoff, make some noise in the national championship. But man, these numbers the last few weeks, the market seems to be pushing this way out. I got to take some NC State here. I think the offense get a little bit rolling. The defense, while not having some great performances, has stepped up in a number of times. And it's just an NC State team that even a little bit more competitive than I thought they'd be coming into the year. To now be getting, you know, upwards of 23.5. I think we might even hit 24. I had to take some Wolfpack at that price. And that, to me, is what I hear you doing. To be honest, last week, I'm going to do it again this week. Let the market push out Notre Dame, because I think it's getting pushed out kind of beyond where just I have some of these numbers. And these are big deltas to cover. And again, Notre Dame, I like what they have on offense. I like all that. I just think some of these numbers are getting too much respect there. Give me NC State here at 23.5, 24. The Wolfpack, look, can they win? No, but I just think this number's gotten too big. Give me the Wolfpack. To at least, get to 14 here and get a cover.
On my father's grave, I was going to ask Kanish to howl like a wolf if he didn't. So I'm happy that you saved me the time of having to ask you the question to do it. Final one. We have about 45 seconds left. Is there a random bet in the accounts for our listeners and viewers?
This one ain't going to be random, but it's going to be a winner. And it might as well be me, you know, double cross. Honolulu blue Kool-Aid's been tainted. I'm stabbing young Joey K, the Lions fan. Give me the Chiefs this weekend. Give me the. Listen, you know I love the Lions. You know I love Dan Campbell. You know that I'm Detroit through and through. No left tackle, no cornerback. Am I here? Joey K, they called me out to the practice field today to see if I can play cornerback. Bad spot, bad schedule spot going into the bye. Can't the city offense rolling? I just think this is kind of a schedule / injury loss, and the Lions get it. I'm not going to say put on them here, but give me Casey. I got to say.
Hopefully, Kanish didn't get into like a.
We'll be back.
There he is. All right. Yes. I was hoping for like Rabakina over Sabalenka in Texas in tennis overnight. Kanish, you're the best. Hit the books on YouTube and on wherever you find your podcasts. Good luck this weekend, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Gentlemen. Best of luck this weekend.
I didn't know, like, I was actually nervous about what he was going to say after the pause after gentlemen. Femi's betting things and Survivor talk coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat Token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. And subscribe, like, and comment to our YouTube and Twitch pages, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Tyler Morales joins us here. Even though we are out of Survivor, we will still provide Survivor content for you, our listeners and viewers. So let's begin with the Philadelphia Eagles tonight, guys. Would the Eagles be in consideration for you guys if we were still alive?
I'll say this, like, for our rules, they would not be just because of the holiday considerations since they play on Black Friday. But if you don't have any holiday considerations in your home pool, I do think the Eagles are going to win the game. And yeah, you can make the argument that you want to save them for some other spots here. But this is, they play the Giants in 2 weeks. So that'd be another spot that you're saving them for. But I think a lot of other people are thinking like that as well. So this might be a chance to maybe get ahead of the curve here and use the Eagles when most people might look to save them.
Tyler?
Yeah, this would be like, to me, this would be my pick if we just did our, did a different kind of pool. Like, Brian Daboll and Jackson Dart are not beating the Eagles coming off of a loss. I think it just boils down to, like, it's that simple. So I would easily pick, the Eagles would be my choice if we were playing by our own rules here, not what we did the last few weeks.
No thoughts of the Steelers. The Steelers, I would bang the table for the Steelers.
You, like, make the case. Make the case for Pittsburgh, because I'm like, I think they're fraud.
Okay, and that may be true. It's Dylan Gabriel on the road at the Steelers defense off of a London game, and the Steelers are coming off a bye.
Yeah, I mean, the scheduling spot is, I'm surprised that Cleveland even agreed to this since the teams have the choice.
And to be clear, this is not like an ATS like pick.
It's just straight up.
I would consider betting this, like, who's going to win the game. I would be pretty the Browns could cover. I would be pretty surprised if the Steelers lost.
Gabriel's limited, but, like, he didn't look overwhelmed against Minnesota. So that's where I'm just, like, a little bit.
He sucks.
He's limited. Like, he doesn't have a good arm.
Does he suck, yes or no?
He sucks.
Yes. I mean, like, I'll tell you. So the reason why I struggle saying that he sucks is because, like, he knows what he's supposed to do.
So you don't think he sucks?
So he's a smart player. He's just physically limited.
Femi, like, does he suck, yes or no?
Yeah, for NFL standards, for a quarterback, his talent. Well,
hold on. Does he suck, yes or no?
No, he doesn't.
Tyler, your thoughts?
He's too smart.
He sucks. He didn't throw the ball like more than like 5 yards against the Vikings. He sucks.
Femi, I got noodle arms also.
Sucks to me is like Will Levis.
I won my Browns bet. I bet him last week, 4.5. Close 3.5. They lost by 4. It was awesome for me.
Yeah. I mean, I guess when I think about quarterback suck, it's like, here's Will Levis, who has all the ability, but that just can't function as a quarterback.
Dude, Will Levis is 50 times better than Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, and then also Surrender Cobra. Okay. Like, there was no surrender cobra from Dylan Gabriel last Sunday, was there?
Dude, if you gave any NFL coach or general that Will Levis or Dylan Gabriel, they would all take Will Levis. All of them.
Yes, they would, and they'd also all be fired. Like, because that's what happens.
But you think, is Dylan Gabriel saving people's jobs? No. Like, what do you, who do you think he is?
No, but I don't think he's 50 times better than Dylan Gabriel. Like, this is the guy that got ran out of Penn State because he couldn't beat out Sean Clifford. That's 50 times better than Dylan Gabriel. Like, come on.
Okay, how much better would you say Will Levis is as a pro quarterback than Dylan Gabriel?
6-1, half a dozen another. They're bad in different ways. Like, Titans had 1 year and they said, no, never again. like, come on.
If you were the GM of a team and you could have Will Levis or Dylan Gabriel, who would you pick?
I'd go Gabriel.
Levis.
Come on.
I'd go Gabriel.
I'm not like saying like I'm Mel Kiper here. Like that's I'd go insane. That's go insane. Gabriel. It's good, but like,
I don't think so.
Come on.
He's never been good. He wasn't good in college. Like, what are we talking about? At least Gabriel was good in college. like, come on. Like, dude. Levis?
I would take the Steelers this week. So, are there any other teams up for consideration?
I think the Chargers should be. Now, and most people might not like that since their offensive line is banged up and they're going on the road and it's Miami has a really Chargers good home field advantage.
Are the Chargers the be a real man pick of the week?
I think they are. I mean, well, I guess actually the Raiders might be the be a real man pick of the week, but I don't know if I could summon that. Like, that's just, that might be a bridge too far for even me with the way Geno's been playing. Like, that's, I mean, they're at home. I guess they got that going for them.
What about the Colts?
That's where Geno's been bad. There's just something weird about that game to me.
Like, I do think the Cardinals will cover. Like, I like Arizona, yeah. Even if Brissett plays, and like, we'll see what the market goes to. And Kyler didn't practice today. There are whispers that Kyler's not going to play. We'll see what happens on, like, the spread will go up a little bit. I'll like Arizona probably. But like, even if the game's close at the end, like, Arizona's probably going to lose.
If Kyler's healthy, though, I mean, he's obviously not since he's not practicing, but so yeah, I mean, I guess Colts are probably an option. Yeah. I would rather be a man and take the Chargers than take the Colts, personally. But the Colts, yeah, they could win.
Completely agree.
For sure.
But, yeah, but you guys, like your pick would be the Eagles? Okay. If we're playing by, we were in Circus. Like, BetMGM doesn't have a Survivor contest, or we would do it. We were in Circus Survivor, right? So... Mm-hmm. If you're playing by those rules, no to the Eagles, and then who's the pick? If it's not Philadelphia, for me, it would be
Denver. Denver would be for me.
Tyler?
I think also Denver, but I like the Chargers too. So Denver would be my pick, but I agree with the Chargers thought you guys had.
This was Tyler, our chance to fire our Denver bullet had we survived.
And Tyler, you don't like the Steelers this week, or you do?
It's just like... I could see the Browns' defensive line completely wrecking that game. Like, Rodgers can't move. He cannot move. Ounce of pressure, he is toast. He's going to get sacked. So there is a path where I see the Steelers could lose this game, and that's the defensive line of Myles Garrett kind of just wrecking this whole thing. So I would not be picking the Steelers.
Well, what I'll say, it's not because of Dylan Gabriel. Like, dude, I'm sorry. Like, the Gabriel over Will Levis thing is comical. It's terrible.
Here's like
Dylan Gabriel, Dylan Gabriel can't play. Like Levis stunk last year, and like we mocked him all year. I'm not saying he was great
last year.
Like Will Levis could at least has like you could he look at ability. Him and say he has exactly. Like Dylan Gabriel has no ability.
Yeah, but at least I know he's going to protect the football, which is like the number one determinant of who wins games, turnover margin. Guess who's turning it over multiple times? Will Levis.
We don't know that yet. By the way, with Dylan Gabriel. We don't know that yet, that he can't turn the ball over like 3-4 times.
No? He didn't do it against Brian Flores in his first start against
Tyler, over, what do you overseas. Think of Femi saying he would pick Dylan, if he were NFL GM, he would take Dylan Gabriel over Will Levis?
I just think the ceiling on Gabriel is like, there is none. He's just a short guy with a noodle arm that's not going to really push the ball downfield. At least Levis is like big, can move.
Like, would you rather have a Fleer or Will Levis?
Well, at least Levis can move and has a strong arm. At least there's something to, like, mold there. Gabriel has nothing.
Is there something to mold? Because the GM that took him is doing media. So.
But you could say that about, like
you're. But that's what you're asking. You're saying you're a general manager. Who would you take?
But the argument is not like, is Will Levis good? The question is, if you were running a team and you could have Will Levis, there is no team that exists that would take Dylan Gabriel over Will Levis. If you gave the Browns the choice of Dylan Gabriel or healthy Will Levis, they would absolutely take Will Levis. 100%. No?
Not me. That's the Browns. Yes, me. I'm not the one that's doing it.
All right. But do you acknowledge that I'm correct with what I'm saying, or no? Or you
People love traits. See, I 100% see what you're feeling, but like that's what gets you fired. Traits that suck.
No,
here's a traits quarterback.
Yes. But you'll keep your job with Dylan Gabriel.
No, I mean, well, you're not going to trick yourself into thinking that he's the guy, but you're probably going to do that with Levis. That's the problem there.
So who are we taking in Survivor?
Denver would be my choice.
Denver.
Tyler? Well, it's we have an odd number for this reason. I do think Denver's going to win. I think I would want to use Pittsburgh this week. But there you have it. So if you're out there in Survivor and you are looking for us for an opinion and you have not yet used the Denver Broncos, I feel like most people have or no.
Probably, because I think a lot of people week one.
How about this? A consensus here. So Denver's the consensus. Two on Denver, me on Pittsburgh. If people have used Denver, what was the second option for people to use Denver? First was against Tennessee. What was the second?
Oof. Trying to think like what that. Let me pull up their schedule here real quick. For some reason, I do not.
Oh, the Bengals have this up. A couple weeks ago on Monday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Monday Night Football.
So okay, so let's say people have used Denver. Then what's the pick, Femi? Who are you taking?
Rams.
Tyler, who are you taking if Denver's off the board?
Rams.
Yeah, so Rams.
I thought about the Chargers. There you have
it. So it's Rams.
Saying that as the Rams.
For me, it's the Steelers. Okay, so how about this? For people that are not playing Circa Survivor, and you're in like, where you don't have to worry about Black Friday and Christmas Wednesday and all this nonsense, is it the Eagles?
Yeah.
100%.
For me,
100%.
100%.
I'd look to get ahead of
Dable's.
Dable's
not beating the Eagles.
Get ahead of it.
I want it to happen.
But it won't.
One of those headlines.
No, maybe
Jalen Hurts will also be reading books, too.
Yeah, maybe the Yankees will beat the Blue Jays. Or maybe not. So there you have it. Denver, and if Denver's out, use the LA Rams. I like Pittsburgh, but the consensus of the group would have been to use the Broncos or the Rams. So there you go. I was told, Bill texted me earlier and said that he thought the things topics this week were amazing.
There we go. I mean, I thought we had a fun conversation. that's up for it. I put my blood, sweat, and tears into things this week, but sometimes, you know what? The content is the content.
I think we'll have some space tomorrow since we did Survivor today.
Yeah, we can do it. There we go.
What was the best one? Do you want to give a tease here? What was the best thing?
Tune in at 4:40 tomorrow.
There's a tease. Final hour, Power Hour coming up on the other side. We will start the hour with our friend PJ Glasser and bets for Dodgers Phillies.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.